Here's an interesting question from Jagannath Sutta, Prabhu in New Zealand. He says, I live outside of the temple community and only associate with devotees on weekends when I do some service. I feel unqualified to judge what advancement I have or have not made, and so I'm confused about what sadhana is appropriate for me. There are two points here. One is, how do we know what advancement we make, and the other one is what type of sadhana is appropriate for devotees living outside of the temple, particularly at a distance from the temple. First, to answer the second question, Krishna consciousness is for everyone, and as Krishna consciousness movement spreads, we see that ISKCON, or even more broadly speaking, Krishna consciousness is not limited to residence in the temple or even access to the temple. We'll find many people who live at distances from tight-knit devoted communities, which they can only access on weekends or even on festivals. However, the real purpose of Krishna consciousness is that devotees should advance, is that ultimately everyone should progress to go back home, back to Godhead, and everyone who desires to do so should do so. Obviously, we achieve results on the basis of the type of goals that we set out. So if upon reading Srila Prabhupada's books, associating with devotees, devotees anywhere in the world really have as their desire that I want to go back to Godhead in this lifetime, then they have to practice spiritual life accordingly. Other devotees who either do not make that type of conscious decision, conscious effort, and who take up Krishna consciousness in the spectrum of ways that it can be taken up, either as interest parties, as making Krishna consciousness my religion, as becoming a devotee, as becoming a pure devotee, as achieving perfection, which means go back home, back to Godhead. To reach a particular goal, they're going to have to practice some kind of corresponding sadhana. So according to the sadhya that you have a respective sadhana. Otherwise, one may not reach one's prescribed goal. And not only that, but one may even lose interest in Krishna consciousness and forget about it altogether. Of course, svalpamapya siddharamasya, even the slightest effort at serving the Lord will give eternal benefit, which one may continue in a next life. But Krishna consciousness, thus, is really left up to one's own sukriti or pious activities, rather than to one's own conscious effort of practice. So let's talk about devotees who want to go back home, back to Godhead. And from the little that I know of Jagannath Sutta Prabhu, through correspondence, it seems to me that he's a serious devotee and wants to do that, as do many devotees who understand Srila Prabhupada's thrust, have read Srila Prabhupada's books, and are getting enough of a taste of what it's like in the material world. Devotees want to go back home, back to Godhead. So to start off with, one should do one's best. Doing best for different people may be the same, although there will be minimum standards. Minimum standards are chanting 60 rounds following regulative principles. However, to chant 60 rounds and follow regulative principles, doing one best will mean that devotees really need to examine their daily schedule, weekly schedule, yearly schedule, and organize their life in such a way that they're able to do justice to the lofty goal that they've set out for themselves, going back to Godhead. However, devotees work under different circumstances. They live under different circumstances. Some may have to be at their place of employment by 8 a.m. in the morning, which means that they may have to leave home at 7. That doesn't give them the type of luxury of which temple devotees enjoy, of having a morning program that ends at 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And that really is a luxury. Still, 16 rounds of regulative principles, and in order to secure maintaining those practices, one should try to have some type of morning program, some type of evening program, which includes hearing regularly and kirtan, preferably in the presence of some form of the Lord. I prefer Gornitai. So Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravana, Mathura Vasa, Srimurti Yashadadhaya Sevana. And if it's not a morning program, but an evening program, if it's coming back at midday for lunch, perhaps one is a confectioner or a newsagent, and the shop is downstairs and they live upstairs, at any time that one can make that type of arrangement that fits in with working obligations, or rather obligations of work. So, to do one's best, here are these five things. The sadhu sangha is slim, staying far from the temple. We should have deities at our home, and they should be at the forefront. We should try to do some kirtan with the family. We should regularly try to hear. And our home should be decorated and managed like the spiritual world, with Krishna at the center. So when devotees do the best they can in this regard, which will vary from one person to the next, then Krishna will understand one's effort. And he knows, anantas chintayantumam yajanam paripashati, doing your best means that you're really serving Krishna with affection and devotion. And what I've said is the general guidelines. Over and above this, one needs to have someone who's closer at hand than Sri Varam Swami, who can analyze my daily timetable, my individual given circumstances, and agree that, yes, this is actually the best sadhana that you can have given circumstances. How will devotee advance under those circumstances, and how will one know one's level of advancement? The advancement is there by Krishna's mercy. It's there by the effort of the individual. It's there by one's own sincerity and the blessings of Vaishnavas. The important thing to see, recognize is that grihasthas have many obligations. Their children, children's education, work, maintaining a place of employment, giving enough time to family members. What to speak of other social obligations that are connected with all of these things. That means that the time they have for concentrating on Krishna consciousness is limited. But even more than that, their absorption in Krishna consciousness is also limited. As Krishna says, Bahu Sakya Hanantascha, their attention goes in many directions. Very focused sadhana is achievable when we think about one thing only, Krishna. That type of focused sadhana is not so easily accessible to grihasthas. Nonetheless, it's the reality, and we should depend upon Krishna's mercy, knowing that he understands both the individual circumstance as well as the heart of the devotee. And when he sees that we are doing our best, he becomes pleased with us, and yogakshema bahami aham. He protects our spiritual advancement and guides us in such a way that we can achieve our ultimate goal, because that's also Krishna's interest. Krishna's interest is not to make things too difficult for devotees, which are difficult enough as it is in Kali Yuga, in the material world, but to help those who are sincerely going on the path achieve success. Thus, at this stage of Krishna consciousness, meaning at that stage where we have so many other distractions due to household obligations, we may find that our advancement by dint of our sadhana is less. Nonetheless, there will be a stage where children grow up, there will be a stage where we no longer have to work. At least certainly grihasthas should organize their lives in such a way where we can retire, hopefully within our 50s, and then we can concentrate on rendering full-time service and focusing on full-time sadhana. And our attention can be all on Krishna. And this is the Varnashram system. This type of very focused attention is there in the brahmachari years, and it's there at the time of retirement. And at that time, having been freed from the desire in the heart for enjoying a family, or even grosser desires such as sex life, one will be able to very quickly feel the development of Krishna consciousness. And in that circumstance, one also needs to do one's best. So we should never be discouraged, but we should be very clear about what our goal is, where it is that we want to go, and see the larger picture. We may not be achieving that state of devotional perfection that we want at the present moment, but we should have that faith that if we organize our lives and always try to please Krishna and approach Krishna, then throughout the course of our life, He will make arrangement and give us the facility that we will be able to achieve our desired goal by the appropriate sadhana and by the corresponding spiritual advancement. That's Krishna's promise, and that's also Srila Prabhupada's promise. It's as much available for residents far from the temple as for those who are fortunate enough to live in it. Hare Krishna.